ATR and 4ZLK.
4ZLK and 0GR. Boy, I've been trying to figure out this call for a little bit. He's an EA4 stroke EA6 EJ. So anyways, he's in Spain. But I wasn't expecting the dotted and then another call sign after the EA4. Kind of caught me off guard. I just turned it on, Shane. Well, it's a hot day. I'm showing 86. Very little wind out of the south, southeast. And haven't done a whole lot outside. We did go to the grocery store this morning and got a big order of groceries. Then went over to Aldi's and then went over to Wally World and got some stuff there. Well, I couldn't believe it. Oxtails, which Bernice puts him in the vegetable soup, and it gives it good flavor and has ever since my mama taught her that years ago. And then she makes her a sandwich out of it. But can you believe $9 a pound for oxtails, which is nothing more than cowtails?
That used to be a real cheap, couple of bones you could buy to add for flavor. And I do like them too, though. We had a lot of that when I was growing up, and Beth likes to add them to soups. And you get the bone marrow, gets good flavor, it's good nutrition, it's really good for you. But yeah, those cowtails are getting expensive.
Stuff the ton of comes with it. I couldn't help myself, Shane. Yeah, we was looking at them at Costco's yesterday, and they were around $32 to $35 a package.
How many of them oxtails was there in the package, Bernice? How many oxtails was in that package at Costco?
Excuse me, Shane. I think about six. I couldn't imagine $35 for that. Oh, well. Well, I was listening to an interesting show a while ago, and I'm sure it was an older one on the Story Channel. Have you ever heard of, biodiesel? Call in 0GR.
For ZLK Mobile, I'll be here for a few minutes.
Biodiesel? I'm sure you have. And I'm sure that show was a few years old, but it was Willie's Biodiesel. Said that actually the truckers got extra mileage. Do they use that at your place of business?
Sure. I know we have tankers come in. We've got our own fuel pumps. I don't know what they get delivered. And the fuel pumps are 30 years old. They just keep repairing them when they break. So there's no signs on them or anything. It tells what's in it. It just, I know which ones are diesel and which ones are gasoline for the gas vehicles.
Necessary. I think the drawback was it didn't work in cold weather. That wouldn't be good up north. But it was an interesting show. It showed a lot on truck stops. And I always enjoyed going in those. My gracious, they got a plethora of stuff to look at, but I haven't been in one in several years. But there's one down there in Duncan that's a biggie, and I always like to look at their electronic stuff, but you know, their radar detectors and radios and whatnot. But man, if you want it, they got it, that's for sure. Well, what's your ETA down to your point of dropping off?
20 minutes, I think. I'm headed back from Spartanburg down 85 to Greenville. And then I should just have one tonight, one short trailer. I'll head straight to the west side of Atlanta. And Friday nights, they usually get done a little bit early if everything goes well. It's still 10 hours worth of work, but the other nights, sometimes it takes me 12, closer to 13 hours.
That'd be a long night driving. When you go on, my dad worked on the railroad, and they always called that going on the law. And they just have to stop the train and take them off and bring another crew on. Do they do that?
Computers, they're basically old cell phones that have been programmed with logging software. and I just punch in. It does everything. I punch in, and whenever I leave, anytime I'm sitting at a building or, you know, dropping trailers at a building, it's not considered drive time. So that doesn't count towards my total drive time. I probably only actually drive on the road maybe 7 hours, 6-7 hours total, maybe 8. I guess two or three down times, I guess to call it, or shifting times there on different lots. Some of them I'm sitting, some of them I'm building a set that's ready to go, but it turnaround time is probably 45 minutes, so if I get there and drop and they've got a couple ready for me, it takes about 45 minutes by the time I leave, if I can find them, so, but none of that is considered drive time.
Dang, I didn't realize that, Jay. It's fascinating to me, the truck driving field, and we'll earn money, I'll tell you for sure, but, the west side of Atlanta, so, I don't think I'd want to drive through that traffic down there. I went to Ham Radio Outlet one time, and during the day, going into it was no fun at all.
Nights are always worse, and it's only really bad if there's either accidents or road construction, which there's generally road construction, but they usually handle it pretty well. Sometimes there'll be rolling roadblocks. You may sit for 5 or 10 minutes or 20 minutes, and they'll let you through and then stop you again, stop the next section. Or it'll narrow down to a couple lanes. But it's not daytime traffic, so it's still not as bad. And if everything's smooth, if nobody's working, no construction or no accidents, it's not too bad running through. There's a lot of traffic on Friday night, you know. A lot of people zipping in and out, but it's not like the heavy daytime traffic that you find in the daytime. That would make sense.
Roger. I'm trying to think of some other questions I wanted to ask you, but I can't think of them right this minute. Oh, I'm getting old, Shane. I think that's what it is. I just come downstairs and go as long as I want. I just turn the radios on and get me a can of ginger ale here a little bit. Bernice is over there sewing. She made 9 jars of raspberry jelly here in the last day. And boy, I'm telling you, that stuff is as far uptown as you can get from our own raspberries, too. We always, I always enjoy that, and I think she does, too. I eat more of it than she does. But I have that on my toast every single morning, and nothing compares with it. I used to eat Welch's grape jelly, but now that. It's jam, really, I think she calls it. Well, I don't see much on the HF radio tonight. I don't know what time field day starts. It's tomorrow. And I can't go out there in it. I feel sorry for them guys. They better drink lots of water.
Is that okay? Yeah, it's going to be hot. And I think it starts at noon. I could be wrong. I think it's noon to noon. Noon Saturday to noon Sunday. And yes, there's nothing like homemade jams and preserves. It beats that store-bought stuff, hands down. That's good. I'm sure you enjoy that. I would be eating it every morning on toast, too, and probably a couple of snacks through the day. K-A-5-W-L-O.
Hi, Leroy. Go ahead and pick it up, buddy.
Good evening, Tom. Good evening, Shane. Field day will start at 2 o'clock. Runs from 2 to 2. I just heard y'all in there talking for a second. We're planning on setting up probably around 7, 8 o'clock at our site down at the horse farm, so for Blue Ridge. And then we'll go live about 2 o'clock.
All right, Leroy, and then I'll turn it back and let Shane pick it up.
It's Riverbend Road. It's the Riverbend Equestrian site. It's 175 Riverbend Road. It's right there off of Whitehorse Road Extension coming out of Berea.
Go ahead, Chief.
Roy, thanks for the correction there. I knew it was 24 hours. I almost had it right. 2 o'clock to 2 o'clock, so that's good. Yeah, I might try to get on there tomorrow night and maybe operate a little bit, but I'll be sleeping at least a good part of the morning. I won't be able to make it out there. One of these days I'll be able to. I hope it goes well for you, Leroy.
Yeah, roger that. We're loading up club equipment now. We're getting ready to do some supply runs. So I'll let you all go and let y'all get back to your conversation. And 73, if y'all make it out, look us up. Talk to you all later. KFIWL73.
Okay, Leroy, nice to hear you. And you guys be safe most of all. Drink lots of water. And I'll be thinking of you. I used to do it, especially back in Kansas, but not several times down here. But I'm just not able to anymore because of health reasons. But I hope you have a great time. And I think the beer club's up at Traveler's Rest, if I'm not mistaken there, Shane.
Heard where they're going to be. That's a neat thing, though. I'd love to be more involved, but one of these days I will get there. Just got too many irons in the fire. Ham radio is a backseat hobby.
One's a backseat hobby right now. We watered yesterday out front, or day before yesterday, so I guess I'll have to water again because I got that dead burn fescue. And then out back, I mowed the other day, and I didn't mow the front on purpose. Boy, I'm glad I didn't. Backyard we watered yesterday. Oh, I took the chickens out some watermelon today, and the remnants of it. Man, they like that. They clean her right down to the rind. And it was something cold for them. I got 2 20-inch fans on them. My neighbor, he don't put any fans on his, but boy, they sit there and huff and puff. You can tell it's even trying on them. And they're in the shade about 99% of the time.
Okay, KFIWL. Yeah, one final comment. Greer Club typically sets up at the YMCA there in Traveler's Rest. Just for information. Anyways, I'll let you go. I'm switching over to a simplex frequency for a convoy, so we'll talk to you in a letter. KFIWL.
Thanks, Leroy. KFIWL in 0TR. Go ahead, Shane.
4ZLK. I was trying to remember where the YMCA is in Traveler's Rest.
We already went to simplex. I don't know, honestly, and I've deleted all the emails so far. I've been getting lots and lots of emails from the club. I belong to it, but I haven't been in quite a while. If I hear, I'll let you know, Shane. I might be able to see it on this computer here.
No, I'm pretty familiar with Traveler's Rest, but I just can't think of it right now. Anyway, I might lose you for a minute. I'm getting ready to go into 385. All the bridges there at 85 and 385, and it gets real scratchy. So if I don't respond for a minute, because I haven't heard anything.
It's the YMCA on Traveler's Rest is on McElhaney. If you're coming out Main Street, go by the TR First Baptist Church right there at the hiker store. I forget the name of the hiker store, but if you go out past that way, it's out towards the end of McElhaney.
I could hear you talking, Leroy. I apologize. I couldn't get much of that. I'll get Tom to repeat it here in a minute if he was listening.
YMCA is out North McElhaney in TR off of Main Street. Go out from the trail store. I forget the name of the store, but you got the feed and seed. You'll pass the First Baptist Church and keep on going. It's on McElhaney to the right.
I might be coming out of it. I heard McElhaney to the right. Sometimes I can copy most of what's being said, but it completely wiped it out. But I should be clearing out now. But don't worry about it. I can find it. I can look it up. I appreciate it, Leroy.
You're welcome. Yeah, just go out North McElhaney from Main Street, And you'll see the signage for it on the right-hand side of the road. Where it is now. Thank you. I just could not think of it. I got you. Understandable. K5WLL, QSY, 73.
Yeah, I don't know the area well enough to even repeat it, Shane, so I'm glad you finally got it.
Going under those bridges there on 85 and 385, it just totally wiped everything out.
Yeah, it's quite beautiful the way they made all those bridges there. That's where I'm thinking of. Man, they got a bunch of them. Well, I just got one email left here. It says, given the forecast, ice cream may sound better. It says, Phil, W9IXX, donated a new coffee maker to the club. I will bring it, coffee and filters. If anyone wants cream or sugar, you will need to bring it. I also have paper cups. But then it says, given the forecast, ice cream may sound better.
Oh, goodness. Well, Tom, I appreciate it. I'm going to go ahead and clear because I'm coming down to my Lawrence Road exit. That's where I get off, and I don't have far to go. Enjoyed it tonight. I hope you and Miss Bernice have a good evening. Enjoy that raspberry, those raspberry preserves or jam, whichever it was. And I hope you get some good HFDX. I wish I could keep an HF radio in here. I think I would have fun. I don't want to spend the time trying to get it hooked up and then trying to figure out which antenna to use. Over to you. N4ZLK.
Yeah, I think that'd be a little too much multitasking for you, Jeffy. My daughter's an engineer, and she says, men don't multitask well, Shane. So there's your tip of the day. My daughter can do it. But you have a good day, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because Bernice said I should have made homemade ice cream today. So I will definitely go down to the quick stop there at Gap Creek Road and 14 and get the ice tomorrow and donate that if she's willing to make the homemade ice cream. 73 Shane. Take care out there and be safe. In 4ZLK and 0GR 73.
And your daughter's right. Multitasking for me is not my best side. Depends on what I'm doing. I'll talk to you later. 73, Miss Bernice. N4ZLK.